This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. Donald Trump has become the first sitting U.S. president to visit North Korea, stepping across the border Sunday during a meeting at the demilitarized zone with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. VOA's Bill Gallo has been covering this from Korea and says this was supposed to be a simple handshake.
Trump had said that this meeting was going to last 2 minutes. However, after meeting and Donald Trump stepped into North Korea, Kim Jong-un came over to the South Korean side. The two leaders went inside and held talks for about 50 minutes. This basically turned into an impromptu summit.
And Gallo says that South Korean President Moon Jae-in lauded Trump's effort.
This is his main policy priority, is engagement with North Korea. And I can say in a less analytical mode even, this is a big priority for many Koreans here in South Korea where I'm at.
VOA's Bill Gallo. The United States on Saturday called for an end to a mobile internet shutdown in two strife-torn states in Myanmar, saying the cutoff undermines transparency amid clashes between the military and insurgents. Myanmar's government last week took the unprecedented step of ordering mobile phone operators to shut down all internet data across at least eight townships. The move came as the military moved against insurgents fighting for more autonomy for the region's ethnic Rakhine Buddhists. A volatile mix of intercommunal conflict and violent extremism near Mali's border with Niger and Burkina Faso has become a looming crisis, experts are warning. Years-long regional violence has spiked in recent months, making headlines and raising concerns that overstretched security forces could lose control of an already tenuous situation. This is VOA News. Mexican immigration officials say they have returned 81 migrants to Haiti after attending to technical considerations.